Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of When Darkness Falls by Heather Graham, performed by Tanya Eby.
Prologue. The Tomb.
So you want to be scared, eh? Really scared? Then it's darker, deeper into the bowels of the earth, the tour guide exclaimed, dramatically sweeping a section of his black cloak over his shoulder. He had a pleasant, cultured Edinburgh accent. R's that rolled, clean enunciation. Yes, deeper. For those of you who scoff at the ghosts of simple murderers, at the haunting mewlings of their victims, we will go onward.
Can hardly wait,
intoned Jeff Dean, a dark-haired, good-looking college kid.
Yes, onward. Lead us onward, for heaven's sake. I'm just shaking in my pants, his date, Sally Adams, added.
She was a pretty blonde who managed to ruin the effect of her youth and beauty with a skin-tight blouse and short skirt. Her lipstick was way too red for her coloring, and covered more of her face than just her lips. She pretended to be bored, but she was hanging on to Jeff's arm.
For heaven's sake, yes, please do something scary.
That came from another of their companions, a tall, skinny, red-haired boy man named Sam Spinder. His attitude was bored and taunting as well. Jade McGregor had come with the three of them and six other college-age visitors. She had met up with the group earlier while touring the castle. They had suggested the night excursion. Though they were a younger group, rich kids visiting Europe on their folks' money, and she was a brand-new publisher and writer working on a travel piece about medieval lifestyles, she had found the thought of the tour intriguing and important to her work, so she had joined the group. She had come to Scotland on her own, something she had wanted to do, but touring a foreign country alone could be quite lonely. The young people in the group were 21 and 22 to her 25, not such a great distance in age, but she was already feeling as if she were 50, and they were living in a perpetual realm of adolescent football, fraternities, drugs, and rock and roll. She'd been dismayed to discover the extent of this group's recreational drug-taking. They had come with an arsenal of pills and a variety of things to smoke. That they took such chances in a foreign country seemed exceptionally worrisome to her, and they had razzed her about not joining in. Still, the tour was proving to be fun and entertaining. The night was beautiful, the full moon rising. It was fall, and the commercial significance of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?